In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. This is the story of the coming of the light, the coming of Christ. Our story begins with the Gospel of Mark, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Let us prepare our hearts for the way of the Lord. Prophet Isaiah foretold the coming of the Savior. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Angels appear throughout the Christmas story, first to Mary, then to Joseph, then to the shepherd. They came down to earth to announce, then to celebrate, the coming of the Christ child.
Thank you.
The light was coming into the world. The divine seed was planted in the humanity of a woman. The nature of God fused with the human heart, and the fruit of the Spirit brought heaven and earth together into unity. Reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Jesus was born to a woman. The temporary pain was followed by great joy when Mary and Joseph heard the first cry of the newborn babe. It is a sound that every parent remembers. But Jesus' cry was different. This was heaven's child, sent by his Father, announcing his presence to the world.
Child is on the way. A child is on the way.
Isaiah proclaimed, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The coming of the Christ child had been anticipated for generations. When the Christ child arrived, he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Reading from the Gospel of Luke. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping their watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' The birth of Jesus was not announced to kings, but to the poor and the outcast, those he had come to save. The angels came to those who had nothing and invited them to spend time with the Christ child. From the Gospel of Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the baby was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The birth of Jesus was announced by a new star in the night sky. Those who understood its meaning and were willing to follow the path of this heavenly star could experience the Christ child.
Thank you.
reading from the Gospel of Luke, when the infant Jesus was taken to be consecrated. There was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. When the parents brought in the Christ child, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people." The shepherds and Simeon experienced what millions would learn. Once you have encountered the Christ child and have seen the Lord's salvation, your life is forever changed.
Peace.
reading from the Gospel of John. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. All who have experienced the Lord's salvation, or who long to do so, should join the music of the angels and celebrate the coming of the Christ child, Jesus, who is Christ the Lord.